Okay, today is Daf Lamed Hey. We are on the first word of Lamed Hey. Just to get back into the game, just to remind ourselves, Marzutra, it all boils down to Marzutra. Marzutra said yesterday, in the name of Rav Nachman, that we had a question. The question was, is Shabbos a koveya to make you chayiv in Meiser the way Gemar Malach is a koveya, or the way a chatzar is a koveya? Those are the two standard koveyas. Number one, bring it into your chatzar or bring it into your house. And number two is Gemar Malach, the Gemara of the pre. So the Chachamim said on the page, on the base yesterday, yes, Shabbos is a koveya, meaning there's no such thing as a chilat haraya on Shabbos. Has to take off truma, maizel. No such thing. But they didn't explain why that was the case. But said Marzutra, they brought a raya from this case with Shemitah, which we're going to get to again. But said Marzutra, our Mishnah is a raya. Our Mishnah proves that. Why? Because our Mishnah said, I'm sorry, not our Mishnah. The Mishnah of Shemitah proves it. What was the Mishnah of Shemitah? If a guy standing on a Shemitah year, right? On Erev Shabbos. And he says, tomorrow, I want to have some of these fruits. So then tomorrow, he's allowed to go eat them. How can he do that? It's Tevel. Now, the answer is, there's no such thing as Trumas and Mashon Shemitah year. But if we can infer, had it not been Shemitah year, you couldn't do this. Why couldn't you do this? Because, you know, I'll take off Trumas, because the Shabbos is a Koveya. Right? Then we said, 1 second. Then we said, if that's the case, 1 second. Then we said, no. Then we said, no. The reason why it's different, the reason why on Shemitah it's an issue is because he said, I'm going to take from here, Mikan Lahaba. I'm going to, because he said it. He said, tomorrow I'm going to come back. That's the Dibur. So we said, so that if that's the case, and even on a weekday, what's there in Shabbos a weekday, right? So we ended off by saying, no, because what we're trying to let you know is that if you take off Truma on Shabbos, it works. Even though you're not allowed to, Midrabana, Midraisa you are, so it works. Now, the Gemara asks, Vahalo, but Mosro Choser. The Moser is Choser. It goes back. The extra goes back. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute what that means. Vishma'inan lay l'Rebbe Eliezer. And we learn from Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar who said, Kol hecha de moser chozer lo kava. If the extra goes back, it's not koveya. What on earth does that mean? Let's look at Rashi. This is a very hard concept. Rashi says like this. Hechi matzus l'meimar. How could you say, the kviusa, that there's a kvius over here, mishum diburahu, because he said something. What did he say? He said, tomorrow I'm going to have this stuff to eat for the Shabbos Suda. That's koveya, and there, right? Is that true? V'halo, afilu no tel harbi min ha-tevel b'chol. Even if you took a lot of tevel on a weekday, meaning you mafresh took a lot of tevel, v'nosein lefanov, and you mafresh it, the mechzi, the kvile, b'achila meruba, it looks like you're being koveya a lot of food. Im, davar, haroi, lahachzir, hamoser, achar achilaso, lemakob, shenat lumisham, if you could put it back, lo, hashma'in and leil, Rabbi Eliezer says, the Amar, Lo, Kova, Benatila, Kamaisa. That's not a Koveya. The Cholshkein, for sure, the Bidibur below Maisa Lo Koveya. But just by speaking without doing anything, it's not going to work. Very hard concept. Now, let's see how that is played out. Ditnan. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah's in Maisris. Ditnan. Hanotel. You'll see in a minute. Hanotel Zaytim. Min Hamaton. If somebody takes olives out of a big bowl, a big something, a big kli, someone takes olives out of a big kli, a zayis is an olive? Yes. tovel achas achas b'melach v'ochel. He can take one at a time, dip it into a little salt, and eat it. Says Rashi, tovel achas b'melach v'ochel, below meiser. You don't have to give meiser. Why not? V'lo amrinon tibulon b'melach mashui lei keva. We don't say that by dipping it in salt, you're turning it into koveya. We don't say that. Why? Ho'el v'achas achas ochlin miyad. He's eating one at a time. It's achilas harai.
It happens all the time.
Happens all the time. Correct. Correct. Exactly. No issue. So far, so good. So far, easy. Next case. Im taval v'nosein l'fonav asara. If you're going to have 10, so you take out 10 because you're really hungry. Chayiv. You're chayiv. What are you chayiv in? You're chayiv to take off meiser. Why? Why? What?
It's no longer
achilas arai. It's more than that. You knock, let's say after I eat two, you know what? I'm full. You can't put them back. Why can't you put them back? We'll see in a minute. Since you're not going to put them back, you're koveya. Why don't I put them back? You know how kids do that? They fill up the cup like this, and then they drink it. They put it back. Right? They take the 100 potatoes on their plate, they eat two. Put them back. If you're going to put them back, what's that koveya? I said I want 10, I'm so hungry. I ate two, and I'm full. So I'm going to do the other eight. Put them back. Oh, I can't put them back. So that's the question. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, 1 second. Min amatan tahar. If it was a tahar matan, meaning the kli was tahar, chayev. You chayev to take off meiser. Why? Because we're talking about a case where you're tameh. You're tameh, and the bowl is tar. So you can't put them back. Why can't you put them back? Because you're going to matame the rest of the bowl. Now, Rashi says you took them out one at a time. You were only matame the one you touched. You didn't matame the bowl, but you took them out. Now you can't put them back. Right?
The reason why you hire has nothing to do with the fact that you're making a meal or not. It has to do with the fact of what you gathered. If you gather individually, it's not considered...
They're not gathered. They're in a bowl already.
I understand it, but you're taking off.
So if you take them off one at a time...
You're in a bowl that hasn't done human rights yet.
Correct.
So you're in the bowl, you take off one at a time.
You're enough to take off miser.
No.
Why not? Why not?
The field.
What?
It's the same as the field.
Right. Meaning? It's all right.
Correct. But
it's all right.
Because I'm eating a full meal.
What? No, so that's the difference.
The bowl is
so what does Arayan mean? I'm going to have a 7-course meal and I'm saying it's all right. That's a joke.
No, but it's the way that it was set up in the field was that way.
Right. So that
they don't want every single worker in the field who's pulling off one piece. They don't.
Exactly. It's built into the Torah. You're giving a reason. It's built into the Torah that Arai, wherever Arai is found, is Potter from Isa.
Correct.
So the 99% of the time, that'll be in a field where there's a worker. Right? Because what happens? Most people, they harvest. Everyone, here you find, we have found a funny case. Maybe it's a guy in the field, by the way. I'm really hungry. I'm going to take 10, right? He's picking olives. He's got a big basket. I'm starving. I got to take 10 out.
If he pulls off a branch with 10 on him, he's got to give mice to him.
Correct. So exactly. So he touched on that. That's not a rye anymore. He's got 10. It's a lot. Now, what if you only ate two?
It's the taking to the luchatila. Exactly.
The question is, can you put them back, though?
The obligation's already in you.
Oh, so I hear what you're saying. So this is what Blazer says. Min amaton tar chayiv. If it's a tar maton, you're chayiv and your tummy, you're chayiv to take off. Min hamaton tummy putter. But if it's a tummy maton and you're also tummy, what's the difference? You know what? You don't have to take off meiser putter. Why? But they shoot maxer and samosa because they'll put back whatever you don't eat. So it turns out this was alright all along. I took out 100. I'm so hungry. 100. I need 100. What are you kidding? The whole thing's tummy anyway. There's no reason why you can't put them back. So eat what you want. Whatever you want is all right. Put the rest back. Right? Very simple. Vavinanva, and we asked the question. Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference? If the tummy, what's the difference? The answer is, Amar Be'avo, Reisha v'matan tar v'gavra tummy. The Reish is talking about where v'matan is tar, your tummy. And of course, you have to say that there's liquid in the bowl because food can't be metami other food. So when you put them back, it's not going to make a difference. The liquid in there, that's going to be metami the liquid, and now the other, I have to say all that. And the law, so the ratio is pamatan tar, the matan's tar. The guy for tummy, your tummy. The law, mati mahadale, you can't return it. You can't return them. Because if you return them, you're going to botch them all up. Seifa, no. The matan tummy, the guy for tummy. Everyone's tummy. The mati mahadale, so just return it. Therefore, what do you see from all this? How could our Mishnah say that Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah said that Dibur alone is a Koveya? It's not true. You return the rest. So the Gemara, you hear that question? The Gemara answers, no, Masnisa Nami Bimukta Tahar Vigavra Tame. No, we're talking about the same thing. That's Tahar, your Tame, the law Matsi Mahadale, you can't return the rest. If you think about it, this whole answer makes no sense. Why does it make no sense? Because in our Mishnah, you didn't take anything. All you did was speak. The whole answer makes no sense. All you did was speak. You're standing there, oh, tomorrow I'm going to do it. Right? V'halo machzard v'omdenhein. Right? Says Rashi. V'halo machzorin v'omden. It's almost where the lines start to get a little wider. V'halo lo naklon. You didn't take anything in our case, in our Mishnah. Ella b'dibur ba'almu. All you did was talk. Right? V'achivan d'chi naklon. When you took them. The after bechazara, and you could put them back. Mahanile chazara v'lo mikva, that helps, and is no koveya. Why? Because I could put them back. So kilo after bechazara nami v'lo nakla. I didn't do anything. El dibur ba'alma ein lochal chazara kizu. There's no better chazara than that. I didn't take anything. Right? Dafilu mishkal nami loshak. I didn't take anything. So of course there's no koveya. Of course not. Right. Exactly. So that answers that. What kind of this whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. Elo Amar of Sim Barashi. Sim Barashi says, let's go back to the story. The question was, is a Shabbos a Koveya? The answer is 100%. Shabbos is a Koveya. The Rabbi Eliezer Kamarta. Your whole kash is on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer has a different shita about Truma than the rest of the world. Rabbi Eliezer L'taimei. Rabbi Eliezer holds the Amar, Truma, Kovas. Truma is a koveya, right? Even if the pears are not finished. He has a very unique shita. I don't know how he's going to have to deal with workers in the field, but that's what he holds. V'kolshkein, Shabbos. And Shabbos is no different. Shabbos is a koveya, even though it's not gemar malacha, and anyway, it's all ditnan, we're looking at the Mishnah. Peiros, shatarman. If you gave off peiros, ad shalo, nigmar malachtan, even before you had a gemar malacha, Rabbi Eliezer Oser Lechol Mehem Arai. Rabbi Eliezer says, no Arai. Oser. What? No, I think it means that you started to harvest them and you started to get them, but they're not Gemar Malach yet.
Yeah, truma, right?
No, I don't know what that means if you do Perish Shatarma means Truma.
Yeah.
What? No, but they weren't Chayiv in Truma Samizers. They weren't Chayiv.
Because
it wasn't Gemar. You did it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's doing nothing, right? So
why doing nothing? You don't want to do it
again? Yeah. There's no chiyuv now. But Rabbi Eliezer, Oser, Lechol Mehen Arai. He still can't. V'chacham and Matirin. And the Chacham say it's okay. Gesundheit. There's no Afreshes Truma without a Gemar Malacha. That's what we hold.
He's saying there is.
V'chacham and Matirin. V'chacham and Matir. They still hold.
Why is it the problem? He took Truma as a legitimate Truma, so why can't I eat from it now?
Because he took off Truma too, according to him?
Yeah. Why is Asa eating the rye if he great took Truma according, legitimate Truma according to him? What's the issue? The other Meister Shlomo?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said over here. You took off part, you started taking off, you didn't finish. Now you're chayav in the rest. And according to him, it's all about Gemar Malacha. According to him, it doesn't make a difference.
You started.
According to everyone else, but you didn't do anything. Okay? That was not easy. Now we're going to have the same Gemara we had yesterday, which is now going to go much more easy. So again, we had a question. Is Shabbos a Koveya or not? So let's try to bring a Raya from yesterday and now to now. We tried to bring a Raya. Our Mishnah said like this. The old Amar Rabbi Elazar. This is the same Rabbi Eliezer. A person stands by his mukta, by his backyard, on Erev Shabbos, Bishvias, V'Amar, and says, tomorrow I'm going to have that. Right? So we tried to bring a raya. Well, tomorrow only, what about if it was not a Shemitah year? It has a whole Gemara. The Chachamim said, no. You have to mark it off what you're going to eat. Now then we had a question. The Shabbos a Koveya? So we tried to bring a raya from a real Eliezer. We could not bring a raya from a real Eliezer. Let's try to bring a raya from the Chachamim. That's the exact same Gemara. Tashma, Misefa. The Chachamim Omrim, Ad Sheyir Shom. You have to mark off, V'yomer and say, Mikan V'yad Kan. Taima, the whole reason why you have to do that is because the Erev Shabbos B'Shviyas, the Lav Bari Surihu. There's no Chiyuv of Meiser on Shemitah year. Ha Shar Shane Shavua. What if it would be a different year? Lav Mishum. I'm sorry. Ha B'Shar Shane Shavua, the Bnei Asuri Ninu, which is a time when you can't give off Truma, Asurim, would be Asur. L'chor would be Asur. My timer. Why would it be Asur? Why would it be Asur? Lav Mishum, the Shabbos Kava. Isn't it because Shabbos is a Kaveh? It's the exact same right we brought yesterday. The Gemara says, "Law, that's not the reason. Shiny Hasam, it's different over there. Kivan de Omar, Mikan Viad Kan, Ani Ochel, Lamachar, Kavale. Because he said, I want to have him over there. That was the Koveya. Not the Shabbos, but well, he said it. So Iha.
Same thing, though.
Exact same thing. Ihachi, my area Shabbos. So why did it have to take place on a Shabbos? Afilu Bechal Nami, even on a weekday, all same story. Hakamash Malan, same answer. The Tevel Muchanu, Eitel Shabbos, Shem Arvav Vitikno Metukan. To let you know that if Tevel is taken off on a Shabbos, it works. You don't have to, it works. And the answer is, there is no Raya from our Mishnah. What the story is about Shabbos. There's no Raya. Now we're going to go on to another question, but it's off the topic a little bit. Not a little, this question's unresolved. Vermini, I have another question. We have a Mishnah that says like this. Hayo'ochel be'eshkol. If somebody's eating a cluster of grapes, and by the way, Stam Eshkol does not have a Gemar Malacha, so we're assuming now it's Chilas Arai. The Nichnas Migina L'Chatzar. And while you're eating it, you're walking, this is not a Shabbos, you're walking and you're walking to your Chatzar. Boom. The minute you cross that threshold, now you're Chayev. Right? So, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yigmar, don't worry about it, finish it off. Don't worry about it. Yes, and now, that's Koveya, that's a Gemar, right? He says, don't worry about it, finish it off. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar. No, you cannot finish it off. Or, Chashcha Balele Shabbos. Or, the second case is like this. You start eating before Shabbos, and now Shabbos, you're still eating it, all of a Shabbos comes. Now you're not allowed to, right? Now what? Now it's Koveya. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yigmar, you can still finish. Rabbi Shua Omer, Lo Yigmar. You can't finish. This seems to be black and white that Rabbi Eliezer holds. Shabbos is not a Koveya.
Right.
Because he said you could keep on eating.
Well, because he's starting to start before.
So the Gemara is going to have a different answer. No. Hasam Kidatani Taima. No, they already explained this Mishnah. Rabbi Natan Omer, Lo Kish Omer, Rabbi Elazar Yigmar, Bechatzar. No, that's not that he meant to say he could finish in the Chatzar. No. Yigmar. Ella, Yote, Chutz L'Chatz of Yigmar. Go back out.
Right?
So the fact that he went in to go back out and go continue eating. Lo She Omar Rebbe Lazar Yigmar B'Shabbos. No, you can't continue eating on Shabbos. Yigmar, you know what that means? Ella Mamtin L'Matz Shabbos V'Yigmar. Matz Shabbos, you can continue eating. That's what he meant to say. You're in a chanami. It's not a riot.
You let sitting in a cigarette for 25 hours. It's not.
No, because it's still. It's not. Lamaise, it's not a gemar.
No, it's not a riot anymore.
Why?
Because now you're planning your next meal already.
Right.
Oh, I'll come back to eating it later?
Yeah. I know. It's so arbitrary.
I guess.
So what's that? If you have cold pizza on Shabbos, that one slice, you have to bench that because you're still.
No, it's not a different kovea.
What?
What do you mean? We didn't answer that question of Shabbos. Huh?
We're not talking
about a discussion about Shabbos.
We're not talking about a meal.
Right.
So we did say that there's no such thing as achilas arai on Shabbos because Shabbos is chashuv. So now you want to ask about that question? I don't know.
Are we still talking about
Shabbos?
I'm not Rabbi Moshe Feinstein that could bring raya from other Gemaras and say it's the exact same case. Only Rabbi Moshe can do that.
What about the pizza on Shabbos on Sukkot?
Right.
Are we still talking about Shemitah year?
No.
From a regular year?
Regular year, yeah. So there's still a din of arai on a regular year, not on Shabbos.
Right.
Still a din of arai. Right? Arai means you don't have to make trumas and maizes.
Right.
So we had a question about going into your chatzar, and then maybe Shabbos.
So you're saying that you should go back out.
Go back out, right.
So therefore.
So in other words, going in doesn't automatically make it into a keva, because you can go back out.
Right.
And meaning, and what it means is, I really plan on being here. I know this is in the next stage in the harvest.
Right.
The next stage is I bring it here. Not that I'm walking and I'm absent-minded and I don't realize where I'm walking and I go over here now. I didn't realize where I'm at. I'm in my house. I said, go back out.
No, it's right. Look, when you're walking in the street or you're eating something, it can be considered a rabbi. When you stop and you're in your house or you're something which is a rabbi, it means you're stopping what you're doing and you can't just sit there and continue eating while you're sitting in a chair at the dining room table.
Why not?
It's not a rabbi anymore.
Exactly. So exactly. So
it goes beyond a rabbi. That's the problem. It goes beyond a rabbi. Once you brought it in, now you're chayiv. Once you brought it into your house, so you brought it into your chatzar,
right, so there are two ways that it becomes on arai, not arai. Two ways.
Right.
Number one, the ikamar.
Right.
And number two, it goes into your chatzar.
Right.
They're basically the same thing. Because you're getting ready to harvest it. You're
correct.
Getting ready to prepare it.
Well, you bring
so you're absent minded and you realize, oh, Shabbos now? I didn't realize. That doesn't matter. Yes, yeah, so you have to stop. And then Matzah Shabbos, keep on eating. Why? Because you're not up to that stage.
Oh, you have to be mafresh someplace along the way.
No.
You'll be mafresh. You'll be mafresh. The 99.9% of your harvest is over there, in the field.
Right.
You didn't have a chance to bring it in.
Right.
You took some off to go eat it. So you don't have to be mafresh that. Aye,
right.
Shabbos came. So Shabbos came. Nothing changed.
Right.
So you went to the dining room. Nothing changed. Okay.
One grape left.
That's the halacha. No, of course not. You have 1,000 more in the yard.
Right.
Right.
But the way you take from all them, and that's
it. Right. So that's the halacha. The halacha is that bringing it into your house is enough of the next stage of the gemar that you chayiv and trumas and maizes. Kiyasa Ravin, Amar Rav Yochanan, Echad b'Shabbos. That doesn't make a difference if it's Shabbos, Echad Truma, Echad Chatzar, Echad Mekach, whether it's a sale. Kulon, Ein, Kovoan, Ella, Bedavar, Shinigra, Malachlan. The only way there's a Koveya is as a Gemar Malacha. Shabbos, what is Shabbos doing here? Lafuke mi Hillel, to exclude the stringent opinion of Hillel, the Tanya. Hama'amer, Peros, Bimakom, Lamakom, if you're gathering stuff from here and there, Liktzar, Tekatem, Tekinish Aleim Hayom, and all of a sudden, boom, it's Shabbos. Amar of Yehuda, Hillel La'atzmo Usser. Hillel himself said it's Usser. Rashi on the bottom says, Hillel Levado Usser. Mashma, Debechol Doro, Cholkin Olav. Everybody argued on him, right? Hillel said, you can't eat anymore until you take off Meiser. Everybody else said, no, it's not true. Why? It's not the Gemar Malacha. Next, Chatzar. What about Chatzar? Same story. Lafuki Meir of Yaakov. Ditnan. Hamavir te'enim bechatzero liksos. If you lay out, or you pass through, lay out peros in your te'enim in your Chatzar to cut them. Bana avu b'nei beso ochle mehem arai. They can eat them arai. Upetur men amaiser. And you're putter from maiser. Why? It's not a gemar yet. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Yaakov Machayev, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, poter. That we don't hold like Rabbi Yaakov. Truma.
It is.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying no. Exactly. Truma. Lafuki mi derebi Eliezer. Ditnan. Peros shetarmon. Peros that you took off truma early. We had this before. Adshel nigmar malachton. Even though you didn't finish. Rabbi Eliezer. Oser lechol mehan arai. Vechol matirin. Mekach. What about a sale? What does that mean? Halokeach te'ena me'am ha'aretz, if you buy stuff from an am ha'aretz who you choshesh didn't take off meiser, b'makom shirov b'nei adam dorsin, in a place where most people press them into fig cakes, right? Meaning, it's not a gemar yet. Ochle mehem arai, you can be ochle them arai, uma asran demai, and then take off meiser as demai. You don't have to take off meiser until you finish the product. Shmamina Tlas, you learn three things from here. Shmamina Mekach Eino Kovas. So first of all, you learn that Mekach does not make something Koveya. Ela B'davar Shenigma Malachto. Unless it's Taka finished. Shmamina Rav Amar, it's Masrinim. Most Amaratim take off Meiser, a minority don't. How you see that from this Gemara, I don't know. How do you see that? And how you see that? Shmarina number three, Ma'asrin Demaim, Am Ha'aret, Afilu B'davar Sholinu G'malachan. Even though you got it, it was not a Gemara Malacha, you still have to take off Meiser when there is a Gemara Malacha.
We always say that Am Ha'aret should always be Kaishish,
that did not take off. No, La'afukim Ha'adetnan, to exclude the following. Hamachlef Peros Im Chaveiro, if you exchange, you know what? Zeh Olechol V'zeh Lechol. I have red apples. You have green apples. Let's switch apples. I like the green and you like the... We'll switch. I'll give you 10. You give me 10 back. Or Zeh Lechol V'zeh Lechol. Zeh Lichtos V'zeh Lichtos. Right? To dry them out. Or to dry them out. Zeh Lechol V'zeh Lichtos. Or I'll dry them out and I'll dry yours out. You eat mine. We're going to exchange. Chayiv. Each one has to give off Meiser. What? What?
Is it
even though there's no Gemara Malacha.
Right.
Right? A sale itself is Koveya. A sale, even without... even with a sale, just the definition of a sale is called Koveya. Even though they're not done yet. Right? Rabbi Huda Omer, Lechel Chayiv. No, if you're going to eat them, then yes, yes. But Lichso is Potter. If you're going to dry them out, that's Potter. Why is that Potter? That's not a Gemara Malacha. Okay. Hajjan alacha mevi, hajjan alacha mevi, hajjan alacha mevi. And that was very hard. No? That was quite difficult. But no.
So if an Amharic is only, you're always kind of, Amharic didn't give off, he didn't take off mitras.
Yeah.
Why is the Gemara saying over here that if rogue give off, why do we have a problem?
Because the minority does, a minority doesn't. So
they have a kashrus for the minority.
Yeah, that's what demise is all about. The whole masechta is about that. That's what demise is about. The whole masechta like that. It's a
chashash.
Well, it's a chashash. Okay. Now the Mishnah and the Gemara here is very easy. It's basically that's the kanata. Mashilin peros derech aruba biyantif avolo b'shabbes. You're allowed to lower fruit, or wheat, or barley. You put them on your roof to dry, and now you see the storm's brewing, and you don't want them to get wet. So on Yontif, you can lower them down from the skylight down into your house to save them. But you can't do that on Shabbos. What? So that's what Rashi says. Rashi, Mishi yesh lo chitin v'saorin shetuchin al gago lehis yavesh. They're on your roof to dry. V'ra shegishamim memashmashin ubon. The storm is on its way. Hitirulo litroach ulahashlich derech aruba shebegag. Vehain noflin baaretz. Deleka tercha yisera. That's not considered tercha yisera. Vedavka aruba. Only in aruba. Only a skylight. Dekal aruba lamayla lamati hi betikras agad. Because it's going from the roof down. Aval chalon, but a window. Kiyogav shemukaf machita, which is on a wall. Vechalon bekotel. Vetarech lagbia ara chalon lashlicho lo tarchinan kidla kamon. That you cannot do.
You can sweep them down.
What?
You can sweep them down.
Right.
And Shabbos, why can't you do it?
The theory is because you don't need it for Shabbos. The Magen Avraham said, the Prima Gadim says, if you do need it, then you can do it on Shabbos too.
And you don't need the yantar either.
What?
Why would it be mukta? It could be edible already. That's the chav.
Why would it be mukta?
What's the leisure get problem?
What?
Again.
What are you doing? No. It's a question of Hesed Mammon. It's a question of Hesed. You're not baking. You're not making anything with it. It's one of those things that ruin. So for Hesed Mammon, for Hesed Mammon, they will matter it.
Why isn't it
muksa?
Yeah.
Has to be edible. So he says it has to be edible. Has to be edible.
Otherwise, it would be mukta and not move.
Right. Has to be edible.
Is it edible?
What?
It has to be edible in order to allow him to move it. Otherwise, it's mukta. And it's just in case it doesn't apply to it.
I guess it is.
What do you mean raw?
It's edible. It's not raw. It's not raw.
No, it's edible wheat.
Let's say apples. And they stored them on the roof. They're edible.
Well, you're drying them.
So you want to make dried apples. So they're still edible. So it's still edible.
Rashi says wheat or barley, though, no?
What?
Rashi says wheat or barley.
Fine. They have to. It doesn't matter. They're edible. They're edible. The only issue in this Mishnah is Hefsid Mamon and Tircha. That's the only issue. There's no other issue. Yom Kippur he can do it. Shabbos he can't. Why? What's the difference? It's a good question. So Rabbi Chanan at Wasserman asked the following question. Why is it Usher on Shabbos?
We
can eat them.
You can't eat raw wheat and barley.
No, we said they're edible. So forget that question. Forget that question.
They are edible.
Edible means you can cook with it.
No. No, no, no. They're edible. Forget that.
Dry enough that you can eat them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Raw. Just like
so what's the difference Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Lechor, there's no difference. Right? No, forget that. Forget that. They're edible.
No, the difference is it was cut from before or not.
What?
It was cut from before or not.
What? They're not muksa. You just read the notes in the art school. If they're muksa, you can't touch it. They're not muksa. No. Apples are not muksa. They're edible. Even a million of them. Right? They're not muksa.
Edible.
Right? So what's the difference? So listen to what Bukhan Wasserman says.
Apples are not muksa even if you had no intention of using them because they're drying on your roof.
Correct. Yes. If you could eat them, yes.
We said yesterday that those apples in the silo are muksa, the ones you put in your warehouse.
Fine. Who said that?
We said yesterday.
I don't know about that.
We did.
We did? No, we didn't.
Why should it be muksa? You said if it's in your silo, it's not out of your mind.
That's the same. That goes back to the machlokas whether you hold from muksa like Rabbi Yehuda or Shimon Runa. So for example, I said this is a case in the first day, a birthday cake, right? That you're using for Sunday morning, because you don't want anyone. So you're making a party for one of your kids Sunday morning. So you bought the cake Friday afternoon. It's sitting on top of your refrigerator, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that cake is muksa. Why?
We have this discussion of
business.
Because they're not going to eat it. According to everyone else, of course it's not muksa. It's food. What could it happen if 100 friends of yours show up? You'll serve them that cake. They'll buy another cake Sunday morning. Right. Not muksa. Same thing over here with the apples. I have a million apples. Am I eating all the apples? No, it's just not muksa. So that's not the issue. What is the issue? So Rabbi Chanan says, do you want to tell me the issue is bittel oneg Shabbos? Is that what it is? What?
Are you allowed to go reorganize your closet on Yom Tov, your food closet?
So 1 second. So that's a very slippery slope between oneg. First of all, is such a thing as oneg Yom Tov? I don't know. Is such a thing? We call something oneg Yom Tov. Is it really a halachic?
Can you go clean your house in Yom
Tov? So I don't know. Can you do it on Shabbos?
No.
So if the hefsid mammon, we let you. That's what we're talking about. The hefsid mammon here, you're going
to
lose all these apples.
What would be the difference hefsid mammon in Yom Tov or Shabbos?
Exactly. The Rav Chanan Wasserman wants to know. And he says, I'll tell you like this. If you have a bad dream, this is what Rav Chanan Wasserman says. If you have a bad dream, so you know what? I'm going to fast today. It's bittel oneg Shabbos. No, because that's oneg for you.
Right?
So it's calming you down. So if I'm allowed to do that, so why can't I do that to save $1 million? It's going to calm me down. Right? Good question. Huh? So he says, his answer is that no one's going to like it. He says, uvda d'chol.
What?
That doing this on Shabbos is uvda d'chol.
I'm not young.
Exactly. Maybe it is young. Maybe it is. No, maybe it is. Maybe it is. But to save money on Yom Tov for more makeup. Who says the saving money
why?
Issue?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, why?
What?
That's a nice answer, but that's
what Tzvi Iri says. I don't know. It's hard. Yeah. Yeah.
We've said this about a gazillion times. The only difference we have between Shabbos and Yom Tov is it has to do with eating.
Right.
So we're going to have that.
How many times are you going to do
this? I think we're going to say that tomorrow.
Not again.
Yeah. It's a mission. The mission of tomorrow on Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. Ain ben Yom Tov Shabbos ela ochel nefesh
b'vav. That's a mission of
Sefer
Chodesh. What are you talking about?
What?
We keep going 35 blocks to get there, huh?
36.
Yeah, if anyone had, does anyone have a suggestion how to make this Mishnah make sense? Does anyone have any suggestion?
No, we go glitter. Number two, he said.
Yeah, what does he say in number two?
On the Sabbath, the sages were more stringent and prohibited even minimal exertion involved in dropping throws through this island.
We understand what the problem is. Let's tell us why.
Because Shabbos. Because
it's
huh?
Because it's Shabbos.
Go to Ochel.
By the way, it just reinforces something that we all know, but we don't take it to heart, which is, I said this once before, mitzvahs that you do, we think that mitzvahs that you rarely do are more special. Like Pesach, only so special, it's only once a year. But you see from here that it's not the other way around. Mitzvahs you do all the time are more special. Yontif doesn't hold a candle to Shabbos. Doesn't hold, right? Shabbos is Shabbos, like you said, Shabbos is Shabbos. You can't do that on Shabbos. Yontif, yeah, Yontif you can do it. Yeah. Even though we realize, ooh, Pesach is so special, it's only once a year.
It's different.
Why is it different? Because it has more Kedusha. Because it has more Kedusha. It's a big machlokas. That might be a shiur on Shavuot night here in the shul. There might be a shiur here Shavuot night in the shul. Not by me.
After the first day of the Pesach, I did put on weight.
Sure. And when Yontif was over, did it go away?
Yeah, well, I got out of trouble.
Okay, next. Umachasim.
You're chasing the Shamasera.
Umachasim Peros. The Kalim, they had Deleth. You can cover Kalim so that they shouldn't get wet from a rain, from a drip. Rashi says, V'lo amrin in Tarach Shol Tarach Yontifu, D'shay L'Rabbanan, Mishum Hefzid Mamon. The Rabbanan marketed the Hefzid Mamon. It's a Beferish of Rashi. V'chen Kadei Yayin Kadei Shemen, you have jugs of oil, jugs of wine, Nostin Kli Tachas Adelef Pishavis. You can put a Kli under the drip on Shabbos. Now, we're not going to get to any substantive halacha until we get to the two dots. Itmar. This all now is what the word means. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nathan. Charam or Mashilin. One says the word is Mashilin. Charam or Mashchilin. And one says Mashchilin. Our Mishnah says Mashilin. It doesn't make a difference. Abba Marzutra. Mandatani Mashilin lo Mishtabesh. If you use that word, you're not wrong. Mandatani Mashchilin lo Mishtabesh. If you use that word, you're not wrong. Mandatani Mashilin lo Mishtabesh. The Ktiv says Ki Yishal Zeitecha, which means when the olive will be dislodged. Right? When a body part gets dislodged, whether or not that's a mum. So when you see it means being lowered, getting dislodged. Shachul shenim shenishmita yurecho. When something gets dislodged in the thigh, in kisul, shechet miyar kosav, gavoh michaverta. And the other word means when one of the thighs is larger than the other. Either way, it's a lashon of dislodgement, a lashon of movement, and that's why either word makes sense. Amar of Nachavitan. Manatari mashirin lo mashtavish. If you use the word mashirin, it's also not wrong. Manatari mashkirin lo mashtavish. Or manatari manshirin lo mashtavish. None of these words are wrong. Why? Manatari mashirin lo mashtavish did not. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Nazir lo yachof rosho ba'adama. He's not allowed to be machif, yachof his rosh with earth. But they shamashir, as a sayer, because it makes the hair fall out. What do you see? That the word mashir is a lashon of falling. Mandatani mashkirin lo mashtavish did not. Hashachar, which is a razor, v'hazug shalmis parayim, or a scissors, afal pi shenechleku, even though they got cut in half, the scissors, it's two pieces, tamein, they're still tamein. Why? Because you can still use it. You can use the scissors as a razor. But what do you see from here? That it's a razor. What does a razor do? Makes your hair fall out. Again, a lesson of falling. Matatani manshir in lo mishtabesh titnan. Mi shenashru kelov b'mayim. If someone's kelim got wet, Mahalech behem the ena chodesh. You're allowed to go and not worry about it, right? Again, a lashon of falling that the water fell on you. Binami mahadatnan ezu leket. What's leket? Hanosher b'shas ketira. If it falls during ketira, so all these things teach you. All these words are okay. Okay, that nothing. That was not substantive. Now a few minutes. We'll get to the bottom of the page. Tanan mashilin peros derech aruba biyantif. You're allowed to lower. You're allowed to lower. Ad kama. How many? How many can I lower? Amr of Zera. Amr of Asi. Amri La. Amr of Asi. Amr of Yochanan. Kaosa Sheshaninu. Just like we learned in Hilchas Shabbos, was Mefanin Arba V'Chamesh Kupos Shel Teven V'Shel Tevua B'Bnei Aruchin U'Bnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. That was talking about, for some reason, you have a shul. There's a shul. And somebody came and put four or five boxes right smack in the middle of the shul. Which, being in a shul for a long time, that sounds so unusual. Somebody could do that. Just stick boxes right in the middle of the shul. Now, Shabbos comes.
Sounds normal.
Yeah, it's normal. Boxes. What's in the boxes? Little League uniforms. Smack in the middle of the shul. Not so crazy. The Shabbos comes. Can I move those boxes? We just said before, you can't lower the stuff. So can I move the boxes? So there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says yes. You can move four or five boxes. Because why? Mipnei Orchim, people have to come in, people are coming in. And they bit the best of medicine. You can't daven. You can't have a shiur like that. So you're allowed to. What about 100 boxes? 100 boxes you couldn't do. Somebody came and put 100 boxes in the shul. There's a problem. There's a big problem. You can't get a guy. I don't know.
Cheers, come to mine.
Put out into the bottle.
I bet 3 pallets,
no. Why can't you get 25 guys? I
bet 3 pallets of chairs. Why can't you get
25
guys?
25 guys
for each.
So I hear you. The mission says 4 or 5. 4 or 5. 4 or 5.
So what do you
see? 4 or 5 is a good cutoff.
Yeah, you can get
so
in
you the
can't walk into the building.
Says the Gemara, no. The Dilma, shiny hustle. No, maybe it's different over there because the Ikka Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Because you have a good reason why you have to move them. You can't daven. Aval Hacha, the Lekal Bittel Beis HaMedrash, low. Maybe I would say no. Maybe it should be maybe one. Like what? Not the same thing. Inami Hassam, Hainu Time, the Arab of Chamesh Kupos, Shari, Mishum Shabbos, the Chamira. Well, Shabbos will let you move 4 or 5. Why? Shabbos, like we said, Shabbos is Shabbos. You're not going to be a bezilzel. Avol yontif, the kill. Klal no. Maybe you shouldn't be able to move any. And that's not true because the Mishnah said you can. But you hear what he's got. What he's saying is, yeah, Shabbos. Everyone knows it's Shabbos. Listen, you have to have a room for the shul. So okay, so you'll move 4 or 5. Maybe yontif, you shouldn't be able to do that. Inami leidach kisa. Or you could look at it the exact opposite way. Hasam hainer taima deleka hefsid mamon. Oh, but over there, there's no hefsid mamon on Shabbos. So it's uncomfortable. This box is in the middle of the shul, so no one's losing any money. Abul Hacha, Dika Hafsid Mamon, there's a money issue over here. I feel too vanami. Maybe you should even be able to move more. So that's not really a raya, right? So the truth is, we'll stop here because now we're gonna. There's another. We can start another. Tanan Hassam, but we learned over there. Avaloh is a Otzer, but you can't move boxes in a storehouse. In other words, you can only move them in the shul, or in your house. So your kids put the boxes right and smack them in the living room, and then the boss is coming for lunch. You can't have a house like that. That's a tzorech. But I want to clean my storehouse today. I want to clean the garage. Why do you have to do that? I'll move boxes around in the garage. Isn't this like that? So we're going to go back and forth, all the reasons why Shabbos is not like Yom Tov and why the cases are different. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow in the first word. I'm Lamed Vav. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.